If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, coming to you from Studio B and hitting our syndicated stations coast to coast via the Biz Talk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, and the highly caffeinated host of your show, dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings to new heights, previously unthought of heights, and demolishing your debt once and for all. Imagine that. Writing it down. How much debt have you got? None. No debt. Would feel nice, wouldn't it? Yeah, here's where we're going to get it done. And if your finances are still feeling that touch hungover from several years of financial 1-2 punches, courtesy of a rather crummy economy we're pulling out of, as we sit here enjoying, I'm happy to say, an on the upswing economy, you are in the right place, guys, and you are not alone. Trust me, you aren't. Thanks for hanging out. And a huge welcome to all of our newest affiliates this past month. We have now hit, you guys know this, thanks to all of you, well over 80 stations coast to coast. It is fantastic. We're heading towards 90. We're sitting here from our flagship station here in Philadelphia to our syndicated stations coast to coast. We are saving America's wallets, gang, 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand. It's so good. It's my pumpkin spice again. And somebody sent me coffee. I got into the station. I'm getting coffee sent to me from our fabulous listeners. I love you guys. Thank you so much to all of you sending me stuff. You know I love my coffee, and I'm sitting here doing my pumpkin spice. I know. It's kind of girly. Tony keeps making gagging sounds over there. I can't hear you. Sitting here. And if you're not drinking coffee at the moment, that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us, because that's just the type of team player I am. So here in the Philadelphia area, I have gotten just a little whiny this past week because the temperatures took a huge stinking nosedive. We all know this, wherever you are across the country. And if you're married to a weather geek like I am, he's adorable. He's a wonderful weather geek. I say that as a compliment. Temperatures are going all over the place. We are definitely hitting fall weather. Wherever you are in the country, fall has arrived. And with that, a couple of small things to do around the house to make sure that the dropping temperatures don't mean a drop in your wallet as well. Here's the good news. You don't have to put too much work into this, and certainly not a lot of money, to get your house, wherever you're living. If you're in an apartment, if you're in a house, wherever you are, there are things you can do to lower your heating bills, to lower your cold factor. If you're married to someone like me, to lower your whiny spouse factor. I am the whiny spouse. I don't mean to be. But when I'm sitting there, I remember this vividly from winters past. You're sitting there, it's freezing cold, you're just trying to get comfy, you've got your heaters on in the house, you've done everything, and it just gets so cold, you find that voice quality kind of going to whiny. You want, you know, Victor wants to avoid that in me by all, you know, stretches possible. You probably want to avoid it as well. I sent out the word, put out the word, asking our listeners coast to coast to give us their best 1-2 punch fall home improvement projects that lower those winter bills, lower the wind, you know, lower that winter, you know, uncomfortable feeling, whatever it is. And people came back in droves. I'm looking at papers all over the place. Megan printed all this out for me, and she's wonderful. I wish that I could. We're probably going to make this two shows. Here's our top home projects for fall. Easy to do, inexpensive. Hit your local home improvement center. Here's what we do first. Number one, insulate the attic. Do not roll your eyes at me. Tony's already rolling his eyes at me. You do not. Have you ever had to insulate your attic? You've done it. So you know it's not that big a deal. I've done it. If I can do it, anybody can do it. Here we go. Insulating the Attic. This one sent to me, Mike Cribben, listening in from WLOB 1310 in beautiful Portland, Maine, saying going up to the attic on a hot day isn't something you choose to do, even in Portland, Maine, apparently, which, you know, it gets a little cooler. So he is saying that doing this in the fall, in the autumn, now that the temperatures have taken that tiny dip, now's the time to do it. But there's another reason to wait until fall to do any projects that have to do with insulating your home, he says. He says you can feel a draft when the weather starts to cool down. If you're up in your attic and you're trying to reconfigure your insulation, maybe plug up any kind of weak spots in your insulation, fall is the time to do it. So this is the week, this is the month, maybe get in there before a couple more weeks have passed. It's an easy way, going up this time of year, to tell where you need to improve your insulation. Thank you, Mike Cribben. That's really good advice, actually. Victor and I have re-insulated. I know we've done it in the spring because, you know, you want to protect your house from the super hot months, the super cold months. But you're right. You didn't want to do it over the summer. Now's the time to do it. Brilliant. I love this. All right. Moving on. Becoming energy efficient. Oh, one of my favorite things. Who sent me this? Alex Dumbroff and his wife, Sammy, listening in from the talk of the town, WCFO 1160 in Atlanta, Georgia. I love our WCFO listeners. You guys are awesome. Caulking. I got the smile on my face because we're talking about caulking. There's nothing cooler than walking around your house with a caulk gun. I'm sorry. You look killer bad. You just look fantastic walking around. I'm sorry. You just do. Pick up the caulk gun. You'll see what I'm talking about. Caulking around your windows, your doors, your siding. I kid you not. You guys know I live in this big fixer-upper Victorian. It has been fixer-uppered. We're constantly working on projects. But one of the biggest things we did when we first got it, re-insulated the whole thing inside and out, roof from the roof to the ground, and caulking around the windows, around the outside doors, around anywhere where a draft can come in. It is money in the bank, guys. Pick up that caulk gun. It's an inexpensive way to save some serious money, and that money is going to come back year after year. Unless you keep the warm air in and the cold air out, money is going to go out the smokestack. It says right here, and they're right. A trick that Alex and his wife Sammy uses to test where you need to caulk, walk around the interior of your home. You're going to love this. Walk around the interior of your home with a lighted incense stick. That's kind of cool. If the smoke starts blowing, that tells the story pretty quickly, he says. You know, that's true. Now, I'm kind of embarrassed. We don't do a lot of incense around Casa Hagopian, I'm afraid. We do a lot of caffeine. Does that count? You can't use coffee or even the steam from your coffee mug to really do this as efficiently. So maybe I have to pick up a couple of incense sticks. I got to tell you something. I ever walk into my home and light an incense stick around my husband, he's going to wonder, you know, who took over his wife's personality and body and mind, because it just hasn't happened. But that is actually a very good reason to pick up one of those. I do know people who use those incense sticks on a regular basis and they love them. One more reason to love them. One more reason to use them. Very cool. And another one here, Alex recommends using silicone caulk because it's flexible, waterproof, and crack-proof. Very good. Very good. So true. All right, I want to get a few more of these in before the next break here. Oh, why did I turn to this one? But it's so true. You got to do this. You got to do this, guys. Do not hate me. You got to do this. Clean your gutters. Okay, clean your gutters. It's saying right here, who sent me this? Alan Gricks, listening in from Super Talk, Mississippi. Alan, I've heard from you before. Thank you for the great notes. And here he's so right. Moisture is the number one problem in maintaining a home. Okay, and think about him. He's in Mississippi listening in. Getting moisture away from the foundation is key. And how do you do that? Through your gutters. Your gutters, however, are not maintenance free. They're pretty darn good these days, but they're not maintenance free. And the way you have to do it, clean out your gutters, check your downspouts to make sure water is being funneled well away from the house. Do you want to know how much money you are saving yourself? How much stress and trauma and swearing and coffee binges you will save yourself? If you take care of these gutters right now, I'm telling you right now, clogged gutters in the winter, it's beyond horrible. It means ice, it means buildup, and it means damage to your home, which means cha-ching, money out of your pocket. Would you rather be spending money on fill in the blank with your wish list? Or would you rather be spending money on damage to your house caused by clogged gutters that you could have avoided with like maybe a couple of hours up on a ladder, or you pay somebody that you know? Whatever you do, invest in it, get it done. You will be so glad that you did. in the spring, in just a few months from now, you're going to want them running free and clear. So do it as soon as all of the leaves are off the trees. Now, here in Pennsylvania, we've lost maybe about half of the leaves on the trees. We had this weather coming in. So you're going to want to wait a little bit while longer, a couple of weeks, but get it done. And it says here, another place where moisture can build up is between the slats of a wood deck. You know, we just put in our back patio and we did that with wood chips. It looks fantastic. But I do know people with wood decks and they back this up. You want to take care of your back deck. Just take, you can get it refinished. It's super easy. My folks have a wood slat deck, and this is the time of year when they go out there and they just put an extra coat of finish on it. All this stuff's available at your local home improvement centers. Make it happen. It's easier to do than you might think. Get it done. Next up, planting a tree. Oh, I love this. Nobody, I didn't get a name on this one, but they go out every fall and they plant a tree because trees are dormant in the fall. It's easier on the root system to plant them in the fall. They have family trees that they do. I love that. All right, time for one more before the break. Organizing the garage. Yes. Yes. Now, I don't have a garage. For the people sending me this great advice, I have garage envy for all the people who have garages, but I've got this 1891 Victorian, not a lot of garages at the time, and we have not really been compelled to put one in since. We do have a huge shed, however, and this is where it's so true, because right now you got bicycles, you got lawn tools, you got all kinds of stuff taking up space, and you got to get that thing organized. Get it organized, get it out there. Also, now is when people are saying load up on the, you know, if you're in the northern states, load up on your rock salt, all the stuff that you hear time and again keeps going, you know, it's out of the stores, it's not available. Now's the time to get it. So you have huge brag-worthy rights and you got it off your worry list for when the snow eventually does start to fly around here. For those of us living, for those of our listeners in the southern states, there's all kinds of stuff you need to do to get ready for, who knows, the rest of the hurricane season, you name it. It's all the same boat. Get it in your shed now. Get it in your garage now. Clean out that garage. Make some space. Everyone's a winner. Guys, hang out for a quick second. We're going to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills, more inexpensive, easy, major cha-ching saving projects right after the break. Cheap and small. Hey guys, Kristen Agopian here for MonogramAtHome.com. The economy's on the rise. You may be thinking about finally breaking away from a job you felt stuck in for years. Or you're raising a family and looking for an ideal work-from-home opportunity. Or a college student or retiree who wants to supplement your income. Monogram at Home is an exciting nationwide company now accepting new ambassadors for its luxurious, affordable line of personalized gift products. They make it easy to get started. With online training, your own website, and support from other highly successful ambassadors. Perfect gifts for every event. Home decor, essentials for the kitchen and bar, jewelry, so much more. All of which can be beautifully monogrammed to keep or give as gifts for birthdays, weddings, graduations, holidays, anniversaries. Items in constant demand. And MonogramAtHome.com wants you as one of their ambassadors. Log on to MonogramAtHome.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company. Got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about inexpensive, easy-to-do home improvement projects that are going to land some serious coin in your pocket. Just take a little time to do it. You will be thrilled at the results. And when I put the feelers out about this, people were sending me stuff from all over. I loved it. A couple of them really stood out with me, though. And clearly, I'm looking at this, you know, piles upon piles of paper. We are going to have to do at least one more episode on this. But one of the things they talked about doing, I love this, and we briefly touched on this during the first segment, refreshing or repairing the deck. If you've got any kind of a back deck, some people, like my folks, they have got a back deck that's raised. It's a two-story back deck. It's spectacular. I have got just a back patio that's just, it's huge, but it's just lined with wood chips. It's super easy. There's not much to do there. If you've got yourself a wood deck or a wood front porch, anything outside your house made out of wood, now's the time to take care of it, and it's easier than ever. I was going through my local home improvement center, hit the one nearest you, and just, it'll take an afternoon, not even. You slap a coat of whatever type of protective, you know, polyurethane or stain or whatever on there, and it's money in the bank. You're not going to get this thing redone the next year. You're not going to have it rebuilt the next year. Take these simple, small, an hour of your time to save you hours down the road and some serious coin down the road to not have to get it redone. And I say this only because a friend of mine who recently, she bought a house a couple of years ago. It had a back deck for the first time ever, and they just didn't know a lot about what to do with it. You think to yourself, it's made out of wood, it's going to be pretty sturdy, you don't need to do much with it. Well, this was not the case, and she lives up in the Northeast, and the thing within a couple of years of not really doing much to it, they need some costly repairs to it. And that's part of home ownership. You're going to have to repair things once in a while. But if you have that back deck and maybe you haven't treated it with something to weatherproof it in the last couple of years, make this your year to do it. You will be saving yourself some serious hassle and some serious coin if you do. And here's the next thing. Don't be, so many people I connect with, and I'm kind of guilty of this too. You walk into your local home improvement center and you're completely intimidated. I mean, I'm right there with you. Like, what do I look for? What kind of products do I need? You think, you know, oh, I need some white paint. Oh, that can't be too hard, until you find out that there's 75 different types of white paint. And then you feel intimidated and you walk out. Talk to the people at the home improvement center. They work there. They know what they're talking about. It is their job to make you happy. Go in there, tell them what you're trying to do, and they will steer you towards the right stuff. Trust me. Once they have spoken to me, they have heard every stupid home improvement question you could possibly ask. You cannot possibly top me when it comes to home improvement questions. They will answer it with a straight face. They'll get you the products you need, and you're out the door. Okay, next up. What do people do here? I don't have a name, but I love this idea. Painting the front door. You know what? I love that. I do that to my front door. I think that might be a chick thing more than a guy thing. But I'm telling you guys, Painting the front door is a very cool, eye-catching thing you can do, and it's perfect in the fall because you're not frying in the summertime heat. It's a nice, you know, it's a nice, humidity in the air. It kind of dries nice and fast. It's a pleasant activity to do on the weekends. Painting the front door, I love that. And here it says, hands down, the easiest exterior project is also the one that reaps the biggest rewards. It's true. A freshly painted front door, she says, makes their home stand out from the block. Yeah, especially. You know, and she sent a, I love it. She sent a picture. When you're in these wonderful neighborhoods where so many of them have the same sort of building layout, the same blueprints, when you're the house that has the red front door, or you're the house that has the beautiful, you know, pine green front door, that's the kind of thing that makes it stand out. And it's fun. Says just pick that afternoon and get it done. She says normally exterior painting should be done at a time when the temps are at least 50 degrees or so and aren't dipping below the 40s at night. We're around there. Here in Chester County, PA, it's about where we're at here. So if you're in this area or anywhere across the country where the temps are hitting, you know, about 50 degrees or so, aren't going too low below the 40s, think about painting the front door. It's pretty cool. All right. We talked about doing the front deck, the back deck, any kind of back stairs, any kind of back anything with wood on it. Get that treated. Next up, enhancing the exterior. Yeah, I am really kind of guilty of this. It's saying here, if your exterior paint job is in decent shape, a few touch-ups should suffice. That is not my house. My house needs a full paint job. Victor and I talked about painting the house this summer, and the time absolutely flew by. No huge, crazy, you know, things that came up, just life. Just life came up and we did not get the house painted. We have got to paint our house. Here it says, but for those of you out there with chipping paint, hello, or a 1970s color scheme, I know a house like this. I'm just laughing because I know this house. Call the pros immediately. There's a house on our street. Nicest people you'd ever want to meet. You take a look at it and you immediately start thinking like the Mike and Carol Brady, you know, the Brady Bunch theme. It's time to call the pros. Okay, here's the best part they're saying on here. If you need to get your house painted, call some pros if you don't feel like doing it yourself, and so few of us have the time to do it ourselves. But now might be a very good time of year to get a bit of a break on the rates, because you've got house painters coming down off a summertime high of painting, painting, painting. You know, the jobs might be drying up just a bit. You go in there, say you're looking for a simple paint job, they might come back with a better rate. Gotta love it. Next up, replacing or repairing your roof. Oy. You know what? For the same reason as putting down the insulation, take a good grown-up look at your roof. See if it needs any help. You know, you don't have to, for God's sake, you know, don't launch a drone and try to find out about your roof. Just use some common sense. Go to the uppermost floors of your house. See if anything's leaking in there. Take a look. Because the peace of mind offered by a functionally sound roof is, it's priceless. Okay. I'm speaking from experience. When did we get it? Katie was a baby. We got the roof redone. So it's about 12 years old now. And it doesn't have to break the bank. It doesn't. Talk with the roofers if you need a new one. It is huge money in the bank. If you desperately need a new roof, we're talking about huge energy bills going straight out of your roof right now. Investing in a roof might seem a little scary. The numbers might seem a little nuts, but it will pay for itself as time goes on. It's all good. Next up, power wash the exterior. If I power wash the exterior of my home, I'm pretty convinced that even more paint would come flying off. However, for people with, and I've got a Victorian, you have to remember, I've got the wooden Victorian. This isn't siding, but for people out there who have siding on their homes, I have seen the difference that a power wash can make, and it is glorious. If you've got just, you know, regular aluminum siding or the you know, newer finished siding out there, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous when you power wash it. Here's the next best thing. You know, when I go out renting trucks to pick up, you know, the patio furniture on Craigslist, and every time I go to pick up one of those rental vans at my local hardware stores, they've got these power washing kits and they are flying off the shelves. I've asked what kind of a weight you have for it, and people are picking these things up all the time. They love their home power washing kits. So kind of, you know, gone are the days where you need to hire somebody to do this at maybe, you know, fees that are kind of outside your budget. I'm hearing from people who are power washing their house, you know, every few years or so, and they rave about it. They swear by it. It's not too hard to do. You know, there's always the jokes, you know, watch where you point the power washing thing. It's a pretty powerful thing. But honest to God, they love it. They swear by it. And when you look at their houses before and after, and they were able to do it themselves, you got to love that. That's money in the bank. How much time do we have? One more minute. Here we go. Window replacements. Ooh, I tell you what, guys, window replacements. I'm in this old Victorian. Window replacements are not sexy, but I tell you what, the money you save putting in some new windows where you really need it, that is damn sexy. All right. And here's the best part. Shop around a bit. Go to your local home improvement centers. Take a look. Talk with your friends. Talk with your neighbors. Talk with your, you know, family members nearby that maybe have had this done. See what they recommend, who they recommend, who they don't recommend. Okay. They can be expensive to replace. However, if you really, really know that you need some new windows, think about breaking it off and just going there and, you know, biting the bullet, getting a couple, and get back to me as to how much you're saving compared to last year, because I promise you, it's all good. It's all good. Guys, and let me know what works best for you. I want to hear from your projects. I want to hear the money saved. I want to hear the fun stories. No injuries, please. I can't hack that. And hang on for a minute. When we get back, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate right after this.
Cheap is small, but not too steep.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. It is half past the hour. You know what that means? Time for another fantastic episode of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. Who better to walk us through all of the murky, shrieking, various unbelievable headlines out there in the news? Mr. John Harriet, a.k.a. Dad, joining me here.
Well, thank you, Chrissy, and I appreciate that career. Oh, how many stations are we on now, kiddo?
We are now on 80. I've got to check with the gurus at BizTalk because we may have tapped into the low 80s point at this point with a couple more online stations, but it's tremendous. Coast to coast, lots of fun, and great listeners. We have the best listeners
wonderful,
out there. They're wonderful.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. What have our loyal listeners been calling about? What kind of questions are burning?
Well, I'll tell you what. When they tune in and they hear your good advice each week, people being hired now more than ever, people's incomes up now more than ever, the Dow is up now more than ever, meaning you got a lot of people out there who are investing who might have a little more a little more disposable income to maybe think about getting into the real estate market, or they have been sitting on a piece of property and now they're thinking about dipping a toe into the real estate market, either selling off that house that is finally now a little more sellable, or dipping their toe in for the very first time, and it's scary as heck, and you have to hold them by the hand and tell them once again, just like, you know, with any first-time home buyer, myself included, that it's going to be okay. A couple of I's to dot and T's to cross, but no one to do it better than a good realtor.
Yep, exactly right. Exactly right. So, folks, a couple of reasons that you ought to be thinking about getting into the home ownership business instead of renting, or to make that move up buy if you're already a homeowner. Let's talk about the first-time buyers, Chrissy. Percentage of income now needed across the country to afford the median rent.
Okay.
About, on average, 29% of your income is needed to afford the median rent.
Who can do that?
Lots of people, because lots of people are renting.
Yeah.
And the percentage of income needed, though, to afford a median home is only 16%.
Oh, wow.
So, folks, in most parts of the country, now you need to check this with one of your local realtors. In fact, in 39 out of the 50 states, and I was surprised it wasn't more, there was a recent survey that says buying is cheaper than renting.
I would think that in all 50 states. I'd have to look a little more deeply into that info when they're trying to spin that renting is better. You were saying last week, a homeowner's net worth is roughly, 40 times more than a renter's net worth?
About 40 times. There were two studies came out recently, Chrissy. One that we quoted a couple of weeks ago was that the average net worth of a homeowner is 38 times the average net worth of a renter.
Amazing.
Then there was another survey came out a short time later that said the average net worth of a homeowner is 43 times.
That's all good.
43 times the net worth of a renter. So, folks, again, you need to talk to a realtor and make sure that the conditions are right in your local area. But in most cases, it certainly makes sense to get into home ownership as opposed to piling up a whole bunch of rental receipts.
Heck yeah.
If you pay $1,500 a month in rent for the next 30 years, even if your rent doesn't go up, you'll have spent about $500,000 in rent.
Oh my gosh.
And if you send that same money buying a house, you'll probably own a house that's worth $500,000.
Yep.
That's about $1 million swing right there, which is one of the reasons that the net worth of homeowners is so much higher than the net worth of renters.
And you brought up an interesting point with that.
What's that?
Because when you're talking about spending $1,500 a month on a certain size space to rent, and then you think about what you can afford square footage-wise for a $1,500 a month payment, it's exponentially larger. You'll be living in a larger home, certainly a bigger yard, everything else.
Yep.
But here's another flip side thing. Say you're spending $1,500 a month for a certain amount of space. Maybe it's 1,000 square feet. Maybe it's 800 square feet. If you were to buy a house, say just slightly larger than maybe 1,000 square feet, 1,200 square foot house, I can almost guarantee you, wherever you are in the country, you're going to be paying less per month than the $1,500. And no matter what, it's a win-win.
I think that's very true.
Yeah.
And again, the person to lead you through that that maze is a good realtor.
Yeah, don't do it yourself.
I always suggest that you talk to at least two, preferably three or four. Now, that doesn't mean there's things you can't do on your own to get a good sense of the market. And I do encourage people, if you've got a particular section in your city that you're interested in moving into, go on a good real estate site. And I always recommend Realtor.com.
Yes.
Realtor.com is the best place. And so just look and kind of get a sense of what houses are selling for in that area before you go ahead and then talk to a realtor, is the way most people do it.
Good move.
But, folks, renting versus buying, it's a laydown in most parts of the country. Buying is so much better than renting.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Now, however, people saying, well, my God, I don't think I'll be able to qualify for a mortgage.
That's always the next thing.
Again, you talk to that good real estate professional, and the first thing he or she will do is probably refer you to a mortgage professional.
Yep.
Or you can call and go on to Mr. Google and just say mortgage lenders in Houston, Texas, or wherever
sure.
you are, and give one of them a call and say, look, my name is John Smith. I want to find out what kind of a mortgage I would qualify for. I'm thinking about buying, or I'm thinking about moving up. Help me understand what I would qualify for. All of them are going to be more than happy to take you through that process. 15, 20-minute conversation on the phone, confidential, and they all use the same computer programs because all the lending rules, all the mortgage lending rules, unfortunately, are still written in Washington, D.C. Yeah.
And keep in mind, the banks need you just as much as you need them. So they're not going to be people who are so kind-hearted, they're going to slam the door in my face. They can't possibly work with me. I've got this and that on my record. Don't be so sure. Just give them a call, go through the door, talk with them, and see what they can do for you.
Yep, and you certainly don't need 20% down. You don't need 10% down. A lot of loans are made via the Federal Housing Administration.
Right.
And you can get in for a 3.5% down payment.
Wow.
And so, for example, if you want to buy a house that's worth $300,000, if you're a first-time home buyer, 3.5% of $300,000 is $10,000.
Yep.
And in addition to that, if the house is right and the circumstances are right and your credit rating is good enough, you can ask the seller to give you something called a 6% seller assist.
Right.
Which means that on a $300,000 house, you could ask the seller for $18,000 in cost to help pay your closing costs.
Brilliant.
So you should be able to get in for no more than about $10,000 in that $300,000 house. One caveat is there, the house would have to appraise for $318,000 because the seller is not going to be willing to sell a house to you that's worth $300,000 for $300,000 minus $18,000.
Right, right.
So he's going to want to sell it to you for like $318,000, give you an $18,000 seller assist. So you can run into some appraisal problems there. But seller assist is something that's very, very common. Talk to a real estate professional who can refer you to a mortgage professional, or just talk to a mortgage professional straight up and say, look, here's my situation.
Yep.
And if your credit rating isn't good enough to qualify for a mortgage right now, a lot of mortgage lenders are in the credit repair business, or they can refer you to somebody. So, folks, the hurdles to getting into a mortgage are much, much less than you might think
they
are.
Pick up the phone, check out the website, talk to the real estate professional. And here's the best thing. So many people out there want to do things on their own. They feel like, oh, I have to make this call. I have to do this. No, pick up the phone and call the right real estate professional, and they will start dotting the I's and crossing the T's for you because they need you just as much as you need them. It's perfect.
And if you're a buyer in almost every part of the country, all of these services are, quote, paid for by the sellers. They come off the seller side of the transaction. Now, you're buying the house, so in reality, you're paying for it.
Right.
But it comes out of the seller's pocket directly. So buying is a lot cheaper than renting.
Yep.
You can qualify for a mortgage. Talk to a good realtor. Find out what kind of a mortgage you would qualify for. And then begin your search.
So how have the trends been kicking up for the fall? I mean, summer's usually the biggest time. And you're mentioning now with the economy in a marvelous little, slamming the pedal to the floor sort of mode right now, that it's just as juicy during the fall-autumn months. And the sellers and buyers are actually a little more serious about their business during the fall, too.
Yeah, well, sales, Chrissy, do slow down in November and December. They tend to pick up in February again right after the Super Bowl. But they never really stop.
No.
I ran some numbers a couple of years ago, and they said on average 12% of the houses that are listed for sale sell every month.
Okay.
Okay. Now, in April, May, June, July, when people are trying to get their deals made so they can get moved while the kids are out of school and get settled before the next school year, goes up to about 15% in those months. Goes down to about 10% in October, November, December. But it never, ever really stops.
There you go.
And putting a house on the market in the October, November period, if somebody is coming out Thanksgiving weekend to look at your house, they are serious
They're
buyers.
They're very serious.
They are serious buyers.
Good stuff.
So I have said for a long time, and I continue to believe it, that, folks, now is the best time we are going to see for the rest of our home buying lifetime to make either that first buy or that move-up buy. Right now, interest rates are still low. Prices haven't gone up as much as they're going to be up a year from now.
Yep.
So the combination of low interest rates and the prices right now mean that now is the best time you're going to see to make that move-up.
You got to
Now,
love it.
Total single-family sales, projections by Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and the MBA organization.
Okay.
Show significant rises from 2017 to 2018 and beyond. Another tidbit, a survey that was done by the First American organization, showed that one of the reasons that people are holding off on buying a house, holding off on making that move up buy, are they worried they won't be able to find a home to buy.
You can understand that, especially if it's the first time you've gone through that. But yeah, there are ways around that.
There are ways around that. For example, if you are a home buyer, and another good reason for a home buyer wanting to move up that said, you know, I'm really kind of scared of this because what happens if I can't get my house sold?
That's a valid fear. Mm-hmm.
So, but a good realtor can help you out in a couple of different ways here. For example, if you put your house on the market and you want to move up to some other home, let's just say that you find the house that you want to buy before you get the deal completed on your house.
Okay.
What you can do is you can have your realtor put a contingency into your agreement of sale that says, me buying this next house is contingent upon the sale and settlement of my house.
And people don't think you can do that, but you can.
Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can. I've done deals representing both sellers and buyers with that kind of a contingency.
Brilliant.
But folks, the bottom line is buying is a lot cheaper than renting.
Yep.
Sales are projected to go up.
Check.
You probably qualify for a mortgage for only 3.5% down.
Nice.
And now is the best time you're going to have for the rest of your home buying lifetime to make that move. So do it.
Do it.
And?
Just do it. And again, as usual, the time flies. Tune back in next week, guys, half past the hour for Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. Send us your questions as well. You know where to text Dad, 484-574-4088, or find me at brilliantfrugalliving.com and email me there. And hang out for a minute. We're going to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills. More right after this.
Hey guys, Kristen Agopian here for MonogramAtHome.com. The economy's on the rise. You may be thinking about finally breaking away from a job you felt stuck in for years. Or you're raising a family and looking for an ideal work-from-home opportunity. Or a college student or retiree who wants to supplement your income. Monogram at Home is an exciting nationwide company now accepting new ambassadors for its luxurious, affordable line of personalized gift products. They make it easy to get started with online training, your own website, and support from other highly successful ambassadors. Perfect gifts for every event. Home decor, essentials for the kitchen and bar, jewelry, so much more. All of which can be beautifully monogrammed to keep or give as gifts for birthdays, weddings, graduations, holidays, anniversaries. Items in constant demand. And MonogramAtHome.com wants you as one of their ambassadors. Log on to MonogramAtHome.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. And with all of our talk these days about organic, I'm so excited. We were trying to get this guy in the air last week. It just fell through. The world's crazy place. And we have him back this week with Organic Meals to Go. Check out this website, guys. OrganicMealsToGo.net. It's a fantastic website. And joining us is the founder of Organic Meals to Go, Mr. Eric Johnson, joining us on our Newsmaker line. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing well. How about yourself? Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. There is a huge push. I'm in my 40s. You know this. And over the last couple of decades, when we were kids, we didn't think twice about, you know, the hot dogs with God knows what ingredients, the macaroni and cheese with God knows what ingredients. We just didn't think about it much. These days, there's this huge push, so much new information about the fantastic ripple effects of even engaging just a touch more organic in our lives. And your fantastic company is at the forefront of this by packaging all these wonderful things together and making it even easier to go organic without breaking the bank. Tell us a little bit about your business.
Great. Well, you know, it's so funny. I'm in my 40s as well. And my the reason for me founding Organic Meals to Go is for that exact reason. I wanted to provide a healthy alternative to fast food. You know, we would may go and pick up a hot dog, like you said, or a hamburger. And that's why I structured my business so that I could provide a healthy alternative to fast food throughout the day.
Now, and you're being very modest here, because there's a lot of companies that try to do this organic thing and it just isn't the right fit. It's not the right products, not the right whatever. You guys are taking off because you are filling such a niche with this. People have no time. You know this. You yourself, an incredibly busy guy who manages to not only juggle all the various things you've got going on, but starting this business on top of it. What has been your feedback from people trying these fantastic meals? It has to be stellar.
I've been getting excellent feedback, primarily because I provide fresh, locally sourced food the day of preparation. So, for instance, if you were to order from us, say, at 11 o'clock, we always allow an hour and a half for delivery because everything is locally sourced. We use local butchers, fishmongers, farmers market to ensure that the customer gets locally sourced, fresh, organic food every time they order from us. It's great for busy professionals who want to get organic food and are too busy during their work week for meal planning. 4 to 5 times a week, we would come and deliver, say, 4 to 5 meals on a Saturday or a Sunday or any day that is appropriate, you know, for the consumer. and we provide that kind of service every other week. For instance, if you were to say, okay, I'm very busy throughout the week, I can't feed my family, say, you know, Monday through Friday, you know, healthy, nutritional meals. Would you like to come in and do some personal chef service? Or would you like to drop meals for us? We kind of take anything that anyone, their nutritional needs, like suppose if someone is diabetic, if they, you know, are in need of weight loss, or if they're just too busy to cook during the week, we provide healthy nutritional meals.
You're touching on so many important points here. These days, it's exactly as you say, you know, we're all grateful to have the jobs that we have. You know, we're out there working our hearts out. We come back, and when we're sharing a meal with family, we want it to be something special and memorable, but we feel like it has to be something instant or something fast, or we have no time to cook, we think to ourselves. And on top of that, we are learning more and more about how organic, the ripple effects of organic, when it comes to your health down the road, it's indisputable. It simply is going to be the way of the future, especially thanks to companies just like yours that can provide these kind of meals. People think it's going to take an hour and a half to prepare the meal, and they don't have that. They think it's going to take, you know, $10 per person, you know, in vegetables alone to prepare this kind of a meal. And that is not the case anymore, thanks to incredible, again, guys, take a look at this website, organicmealstogo.net. From there, you got the keys to the kingdom. You can check out this whole website here. But you are filling a niche where it's going to be one of those things, why hasn't someone done this sooner? I think it's going to be absolute wildfire, because spastic moms like myself are constantly seeking out, you know, healthy meals, ones that won't take me an hour and a half to prepare, reasonably priced, that are healthy for my hardworking husband, my two hardworking kids, and quite frankly, you know, frazzled me. And you fill the niche perfectly. What has been the most popular meal that you've got that you're, or maybe the top three popular meals that you've got there that are just flying off the shelves?
Well, I'd have to say the most popular would be the 40 clove garlic chicken, which is a white wine cognac buttercream reduction, paired with our balsamic vinaigrette asparagus and the garlic wasabi mashed potatoes. So I try to invent meals that I take original meals and I add a little variance to them and my own personal touch, because it is it's a Cajun French fusion. And so that's what I base all of my meals off of. I'd say maybe the lobster mac and cheese. That's been a great seller. And then I have a spicy quinoa salad, which is quinoa, black beans with heirloom tomatoes. And then I do like a spicy cilantro lime vinaigrette. So I try to touch on all bases for the carnivore, for the vegetarian, and for the vegan as well. You know, and then also, if you look at my website, as you mentioned, I'm not limited to what's on that website. You can pretty much tell me whatever it is that you would like to make or like to have, and because everything is made fresh daily and per order, I can basically make anything that you would like. And we structure the thing along with the customer's needs. So, you know, because there are a lot of people that are gluten-free, they have food allergies, there are a number of variances that I factor into my menu. And everyone's different. Everyone likes to eat differently. Everyone likes to have different portion sizes. On the website, the pricing is structured for personal chef services.
Gotcha.
So a lot of people ask, is this portion for two people because of the pricing?
Right.
And a lot of times I will say, you know, yes, because I structured my menu on how I like to go out to eat. It's not that much to give people a little more for seconds. When I like to go out to eat, I know back in the day when I was going to college, I wanted enough for the next day. So I always portion enough for the next day with my personal chef services. The meal planning is a totally separate entity. And so not everyone can afford to, say, even go out to eat every day and spend $40 or $50 on a meal. They are on a budget. So I adjust my portion size as well as the content. Like, I'll do a low sodium diet.
Right.
I will do a low sugar diet. I always let everyone know about my seasoning just in case there are food allergies.
Here's my question for you, because you've touched again on so many parts here. There are so many new trends out there. Some of them are going to be making it, some of them not. Gluten-free seems to be huge. The vegan is actually growing in popularity as well. What food trends do you see growing, really just hitting just coming out of the gate right now, that you think are going to be huge? We got about a minute before the break.
Vegan and vegetarian is definitely the way to go.
Yeah.
I always say that all of our protein is plant sourced.
Yes.
So, and it's also an excellent way to lose weight, to go vegan. vegan, vegetarian. Now, there's so many options. I mean, there's so many substitutions that we can use. Say avocado toast. Like I said, the quinoa salad that I make with the black beans has a tremendous amount of protein in it. And it's a matter of feeling satiated throughout the day so that you don't get hungry. And then we source our protein from plants. So I really feel that is the trend.
I agree. Eric Johnson, founder of Organic Meals to Go. I knew the time was going to fly. I'm drooling. I'm like Pavlov's dog. I'm hearing about this. Now I got to go home to my Cheerios. This is mean. We're out of here. Thank you so much for your time. Come back anytime. You got an open mic whenever you want it.
And thank you so much, Kristen. I appreciate the interview.
And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap is small.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.